Welcome to today's episode. Here's a quick trailer for you. Be sure to stick around and catch the full episode.
See that feeling right there? I hope that's on the screen. That seat, what came over you was those sensors opened up and reconnected to that time where all of a sudden grace came in and you were able to pop. And then you can see it anytime I tell people watch TV during the World Series meeting. If somebody hits a home run, they don't just run. They're like almost, even though they've done it before, they're like transfixed because the energy comes down so deep that they're still amazed. They've been doing it since grade school and they're amazed. So it reminds me of, they did a study with kids in grade school and they put plants, two plants next to each other in the window, same fertilizer, same plant. And it's been repeated multiple times. So it isn't just done once. And so for the one plant, they told the kids, all we want you to do is say this quietly, not out loud, to the plant. And it was all negative things. I like you. I wish you were here. You're a bad plant. Why did you come here? There's all kinds of bizarre things that run through people's minds. Then to the other plant, same kids have got a switch. You only get a minute to do it to the other plant. On the other plant is, I love you. You're wonderful. I want you to grow strong and healthy. And you're looking great today. Give them a whole list of positive things. Things that you'd like to say if you saw somebody that you wanted to help out. But you don't say that when you're suffering. It's very easy to experience the knowing that. I mean, if I asked you, where's your right thumb right now? You don't have to look. You don't have to think. There's already something that goes, I know where it is. You don't even look because it's already past that phase. You're not in the phase of doubt.
Have you ever wondered what event leaders are doing right now to pack their rooms and convert attendees into high-ticket clients? Welcome to the High Profit Event Show, the podcast for experts who want to maximize profits and impact through live events. I'm Rudy Rodriguez, and each week I interview industry leaders to share what's working right now when it comes to filling your events, engaging your audience, and getting clients to enroll into your high-ticket programs. So stick around and be sure to hit that subscribe button. Hi, Rudy Rodriguez here, and on today's episode, we have a very special guest, Mr. Dr. Barry. Welcome to the show, sir.
Great to be here. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I got you loud and clear, and really excited to have you on as a guest for a few reasons. I feel like we've met very serendipitously just a couple of weeks ago in Austin, Texas. We were at the War Room Mastermind, and it's interesting because I heard your voice, and I instantly knew who you were purely based off your voice.
You know, I hear that in Europe. I hear that in South America. And they go, "Hablo español?" And I go, "Yes." And they go, "Ustedes," they say this. And in Germany, I happen to speak a number of languages, but they don't know that. When they hear my voice speak, and they go, and then they say the same thing. So
yes,
I like that because then it allows me to immediately say, okay, what do you need from the energy? Let me help.
They know you from the work. Yes. So you came into my world through your work from Energy for Success. I was introduced to you by one of my mentors. And I found a tremendous amount of value from using that app and doing those meditations. Before I jump into that, I want to share a couple of bio points for our audience in case it's the first time they're hearing from you. So Dr. Barry is a unique human being in that he is one of only 12 living masters of a source energy practice today. It's an ancient practice from China that's over 5,000 years old. And Dr. Barry actually has over 15,000 documented cases of successful energy practices ranging from healing sicknesses to multi-billion with a B dollar exits. And some of his clients include the likes of Tony Robbins, Dave Asprey, Ben Greenfield, Jay Abraham, and Vision from Mind Valley. So Dr. Barry, I know you've been around the block quite a bit and you yourself have hosted many events, many workshops yourself, and you work with some of the greatest event leaders on the planet. And on today's episode, we talked about discussing how our audience, how they can lead successful, profitable events while at the same time being able to have healthy energy, be able to end the event and not be burned out, being able to, like you said, go to Necker Island and just avoid that burnout and stress that tends to happen from events. And so I'm really excited to have you on here on the show. And I'm going to turn it over to you to kind of share some of your background, some of your story, whatever you want to share there. And then we can talk about the show's topic.
Well, one of the most exciting things is that your people listening should know that if I'm going to be on somebody's podcast, it's got to be someone like you. that you really are coming heart-centered and really want the latest tech for people, but want them to win in the whole picture. That's why I think when I went to China, it wasn't my first stop. I was already successful as a gastroenterologist and endoscopic surgeon and a professor. And I'd already discovered disease and been published. I mean, I was at the top of my field. Mushroom Medicine had two practices in Los Angeles, still do, up until I stopped doing surgery about 18 months ago. So the joy of Western medicine wasn't there. I mean, I was running from the emergency room to the intensive care unit because I want people to get that there's the way God set up the universe or Mother Nature, all that is operating this whole system, any way you want to look at it. It really is meant for us to succeed and win, but that isn't most people's experience. And so as I was going from the emergency room to the intensive care unit to the floor and signing people out and going, hey, things are going great. And then to behold another crew of people coming in the next day. And then the next day, finally I went, wait a minute, we're fighting an ocean here of people not making it in life and being stopped. And so it wasn't until one day, I think I told you one time, that I was making rounds on a Saturday, which is usually you try to get out earlier on Saturday because you don't do case. You just hopefully help people to get through what success that you had. And so the last patient was a lady I really knew, Mrs. Rodriguez. I knew her family, sort of a heavyset Hispanic woman, and I'd eaten all her food since she brought me over the years. But I said, hey, we took your tumor out. Everything's good. You get to go home. And so I figured I'd be out of there. But she says, hold on. I said, what? She said, I'm not happy that it took so long to see you. And I said, yeah. She said, I had to go through all those other doctors. They didn't know what was wrong. They couldn't find out what was wrong. And then I got sicker and sicker until finally I saw you. And then boom, you know, because of the system, her insurance or whatever it was. And I said, yeah, I'm really. So I knew her. So I sat down on the bed. It's one of those moments. Sun was coming in the window. I can like see it was yesterday. And I sat down and said, Ms. Rodriguez, I wish you never got sick at all. I wish there was a way you could be your own doctor without ever having to get, even though surgery's perfect, you did it well, and we didn't have to open you up, you did all of the scopes, the downtime you had beforehand, and plus the worry. She says, yes, the worry. Triste, muy sad, very sad all the time. My family having to be concerned about me, and I was just too much. So I said, I really wish we didn't have to go through that. And so then she, like something from heaven comes down through her. She looks at me and she says, if anybody can do it, Dr. Berry, you can do it. So I said, I'm going to discover what else there is. It's on the other side of the equation called illness. Like, because we expect, I remember explaining this to Dave one time, and he loved it. I think he put it in one of his books. We expect you're born and then you're slowly going to have ups and downs. The process through life is a decline. I mean, that's your expectation given to you from birth. And even if you're a positive thinker, it's still statistically, that's what we have. And I knew that for every yin, that was a yang, because I was an anthropology major in addition to science when I was in college. And so I was really, really interested in knowing that there was always opposites. So could there be something else? And so I went on a search every 3 months on my own ticket. And everybody in those days it wasn't like now. You have to understand, this was over 20 years ago. People were very like, you're wasting your time. You're already doing fine in your business. And you're the educated guy, you're teaching other people. Why do you want to go look for the fountain of youth? And I just felt such compassion for everybody suffering. I said, it's got to be there. They said, we have to understand what we had in Los Angeles at that time. The only healthy stuff we had there was Winchell's donuts, which is nothing, a sugar-coated dough. So we didn't have anything that was really going to have you get reverse that curve and have you get feel stronger, more robust every year of your life, every day, actually. And so I did a lot of things that people are doing now. I researched all over. I mean, I have a map on it when I do a presentation. But actually, I went around the world. Every 3 months, I'd go to a different place, South America, Central America, Europe, and learn things in each one of those places. I'd love to tell you all about them. But one of the places was in the deep, maybe you've been there, in deep South America. I got to be a shaman for a while and actually had all the garb and the clothes and learned how to do all those things that people are getting excited about now with plant-based medicine. But you can't bring that back to UCLA. I mean, it's run smoke detectors and it's not going to happen. And also the trouble with that whole system is that it's not much different. I call it plant-based pharma versus big pharma. It's still just a blip. It doesn't change the curve that everybody is already, their genetics, epigenetics actually, epigenetics is set up. And what I learned when I was in China, but it took me 160,000 miles, 7 years until finally I got to China after going to all these different places, Central America, South America. And I learned something in every place I could use, crystal therapy, water therapy. I got a degree in acupuncture, got a degree in herbology. I mean, I was thrilled that that might be the answer, but it was still remedial. Even though there was a thing called supportive therapy and a way to keep yourself more healthy, that moved the notch a little bit, you know, and that's when the whole supplement craze came out. But still, the death rate and the illness rate and the process rate of people getting more robust every day, I wasn't happy. And then when I finally was in China, I got to work with their grand masters, their national treasure. And it was a lot of, you know, I can, on the website or another time, I can give you the whole story, but it wasn't easy to get to meet him. He was guarded. And this is back in the day when everybody's wearing these suits like this. And well, they may be going back there now, who knows where China is. But it was all rickshaws then. And they said, no, you can't meet him. You're an American and you're working in the hospital. You stay there. But I actually had a great success with one of their big guys in Beijing who was part of the government. When I finished doing his colonoscopy and took out these huge polyps, his right-hand person said, how did he go? I go, we got him all out. He can go. He's fine. He'll go to his meeting tomorrow. He said, good. I went, what does that mean? He goes, I don't think you'd be leaving the country if it didn't turn out good. I went, okay. But then they wanted to pay me. And I said, no. I said, what I want to do is meet that guy at the top of that monastery that nobody can get to. And they said, we'll work it out for you, but I'll have 30 minutes. But the point was, we hooked up. It was serendipity, which is a lot to do with how you and I met. It was like, okay, for some reason, and then later I found out why, it's a much longer story, that he actually was in their ancient scriptures in China in this discipline that had been an oral tradition since Lao Tzu. And before him was that there, it was supposed to be spread to the West by somebody, but no one had ever wanted to do that because you have to learn it by challenges. But I passed all the challenges and I got the ability to deliver this to other people, treatments. And we have so many wonderful results because it's not based on thinking, which is the part I like the best because we have enough thinking. I have a bunch of psychiatrists and psychologists who are in the courses and they love it because their communication with the clients, they say, we play your tapes in the waiting room or send them home, and then they can hear what we're trying to say. Because it's not that the therapy won't work. The person's it's actually TPS, thoughts per second. The thoughts per second are so rapid that people can't actually listen. That old thing about how do you talk to someone and say it might listen to them first because they're so anxious to say what they want to say. But even then, they still want to keep saying that, even though you're got something to contribute to them. The people are blocked by what I call the matrix. And they made a movie about that. And then later they made another movie. But the point is, it's real that for existence to occur, that there is a yin and a yang. There's a positive and negative pole. And we just haven't explored how this whole other operational system that really works, that doesn't take thinking or stress. It's actually the sensors in your body open up. And as you get those sensors open, it's like, I don't know. Did you ever play sports, tennis, golf, baseball?
Yeah, I played some football and some other intramural sports.
Yeah, but in football, did you ever like throw a great pass or catch a great pass or make a great block?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. See that feeling right there? I hope that's on the screen. What came over you was those sensors opened up and reconnected to that time where all of a sudden grace came in and you were able to pop. And then you can see it in anytime I tell people watch TV during the World Series meeting. If somebody hits a home run, they don't just run. They're like almost, even though they've done it before, they're like transfixed because the energy comes down so deep that they're still amazed. They've been doing it since grade school and they're amazed here they're in the pros that you can do that because you're part of the magnificence of existence. Is being amazed all the time of wonderfulness of what's happening. And that doesn't come from trying to memorize something. It comes from an experience from within. And it's totally available all the time. And that's when people are able to be super successful. That's the other reason why I like this program. Not only the fact that I could do surgeries and we timed it in the hospital like twice as fast or three times as fast as what normally get and get much, much better results than the usual statistics in anything, was that it made sense that you're meant to have a good world if you can learn some of the basic things about how to turn on your own sensors each day. And it takes practices and listening to certain vibrations, because we don't have those vibrations normally on Twitter or on, nothing wrong with Twitter, but on Facebook. I mean, because there's other things going on there. But you know that at all places, there's molecules around you hitting your body. You're where that everybody, you think we're here, but we're actually in the midst of this big sea of molecules. It's almost like we're swimming in an ocean of molecules of things, all kinds of things. And none of that is necessarily there to revive you, because no one took the choice to say, okay, I'm going to do this. No one took, like in you and your podcast and your other things we were talking about, no one just said, hey, it's going to be my responsibility because I like this and I think people will benefit by it. It'll be win-win. And that's what I liked about this whole program. It's win for the patient, win for their community, and then win for the person who's administering, because it doesn't make me weak to treat the people individually or to give them these techniques. And then they get stronger each day in both your intelligence, anti-Alzheimer, get you more creative. When I was helping Dave and Tony with their books, they said, we've only got like 3 days to finish this thing. I went, okay, do these practices. And it's amazing to me. And that's why I keep doing it, just like, because it's that walking around in that home run state. So you can see I get excited just every time I get to be with somebody, because the field that I get to emanate for them is one that their mirror neurons and your epigenetics picks up on. And you go, hey, I can do that. Now, how do I keep doing it? That's always the problem. People go away on retreats. Wonderful. It's just like the people that I was trained with, all of them stayed in the mountains. Okay. The reason is they didn't feel like going to the cities and dealing with all the conflict of, well, is this really possible? So plenty of people left the cities and came up the mountains to see us when I was there, whether I was in China, was in Japan, after I got trained in Korea, Russia, even Canada, Northern America. So people always came once they knew that they could get a benefit. But my joy was, now you go home. You don't have to come back. Now you just do these practices. And it's a little bit like a change in our, what we call the, I've been running as hard as I can already in life, and how come I haven't gotten there yet? And you want me just to take 20 more minutes out? And I'm saying that, yeah, but the 20 minutes, we have all this reported, the 20 minutes you get there will produce 10 hours of freedom and big deals coming through. And what most people's, it's been studied, read anywhere, most people's minds and thoughts is about worry. It's, you know, your thoughts each day are almost always the same. I mean, you run through a whole series of them, and most of them are not positive.
Yeah.
So for some of the molecules, wait, and then that creates your field. And then when you're around anybody, then what do you supply? You're not supplying anything that's going to be helping them. So if you could turn yourself on every day. So when I discovered this and learned how to be able to do it for other people, you know, I ran back to Mrs. Rodriguez, ran back to measured all kinds of people, went in my office and everywhere just to collect all these testimonials, because I wanted that the body, the human being, the person, no matter what your age, that you could hit a home run in life without me being there or a drug. You could just do these practices and all of a sudden you're in that place. And it isn't testosterone either. It isn't like you're jumping up with a ton of hormones or another extra added cost. It's just getting this thing to work. And I'm thrilled that, for one reason, is that if we could get everybody to work their own bodies correctly with these different techniques every day, then I think people would be in much better shape, because financially, this really helps people become super successful because you make a lot of great decisions. Romantically, if you're looking for soulmate, this does it. I have all those records of people really being super happy and staying happy with their mates. Physically getting stronger and healthier. So all those things we all worry about fall to the side, so that your everyday community, which I think we barely need, not only COVID pointed that out, but before, that people need a friend. They need a community, at least five very close people. Otherwise, it's been shown your statistically your whole health is going to diminish that way. And that's not even the person being super positive. So I love the fact that people are more freed up and that I can get my ultimate goal, which would be that we'd have a society of people being successful and healthy, happy, and living longer. And therefore, the whole world peace thing would be brought on by a grassroots movement rather than having somebody legislate it with bombs, which war doesn't work. And neither does legislation necessarily. So it reminds me of, they did a study with kids in grade school, and they put plants, two plants next to each other in the window, same fertilizer, same plant. And it's been repeated multiple times. So it isn't just done once. And so for the one plant, they told the kids, all we want you to do is say this quietly, not out loud, to the plant. And it was all negative things. I like you. I wish you were here. You're a bad plant. Why did you come here? There's all kinds of bizarre things that run through people's minds. Then to the other plant, same kids, have got a switch. You only get a minute to do it to the other plant. On the other plant is, I love you. You're wonderful. I want you to grow strong and healthy. And you're looking great today. Give them a whole list of positive things. Things that you'd like to say if you saw somebody that you wanted to help out. But you don't say that when you're suffering. This is all Mrs. Rodriguez communication, translated expansion. So the study, you can look it up. How do you think it went after 6 weeks? The plant, they were got the same water, same nourishment, same sunshine. They're only three. Yeah. This one went and died. The other one, I have plants in my office that have never seen sunlight. Never. Just the lights in here, not even special lights. And they're all, people go, how's that plant keep growing year after year? I go, energy. It's all about what vibrations you want to be around you. And that's the ultimate thing that if I was to say how this whole thing is based, because what Lao Tzu actually discovered, the yin-yang symbol, is all about is quantum physics. And Turing studied him, and Turing helped stop the war. Tesla studied him. All the greats, Einstein, they all said, this guy's got it, but it hasn't been really brought out completely because it's so powerful. And now there's enough studies out that show that whether you want to say it psychologically or you want to say it philosophically, and it's like you're learning in the programs that we have, that the world turns according to you and your field. And you may meditate for 2 hours and be in really good shape. And I've been to meditation circles, were wonderful. And then the person who brought me there, we got to the parking lot and he goes, God damn it. I said, what happened? He said, I got a ticket the second time. I went, well, the meditation thing, it just went out the window. So what is something more deep that just holds us like a keel on a boat? So that when you go out in the ocean, I'm a sailor, you're on the boat, you don't worry about the boat just unless there's a tsunami or something. See, whatever it is, even if you're both like this, we don't have that experience about our lives. We go through stress, stress, stress. Kids have bad dreams. Oh, by the way, I have kids who play these videos and audios every night. They just put it on themselves and it gets rid of night terrors. So we have a parent program because kids actually are just, well, if you've been a parent, you know that they're growing way faster than we're supplying them with the access to the world. And they're so much more capable and want to be, but we don't have the process to give them until I develop these audios and videos and just watch them. And what's embedded in them is the vibrations that open up your sensors so that you can do it. And people say, well, what's a sensor? It's like, well, your ear, your eyes, your nose, those are big sensors. But you have much smaller ones. There's one here called the parotid body. This measures when you jump up from a chair, how your oxygen shifts, and how you can get your heart rate to go that fast. There's sensors everywhere in your body, and there's so many that it's almost, and it's the same as like with Dave with his mitochondria, talking about, well, it's all about mitochondria, which is in every cell. I said, believe it or not, every cell has a connection to a sensor. And he goes, really? I go, yeah, and you don't need to learn specifically like what I had to go through, but if you do these practices, then, you know, you're ready to go. And so if you've got a big, for people who are gonna be doing big events, the hardest, and I think that's the people are going to be hearing this today, is that most people doing big events, God love you. I've been there with you many times, and people get worn out. People, how are you doing? Fine. You're not fine. Your aura is about this big. You're not in any way ready to even go. And they go, well, this problem, that problem, that problem. So then I would give them a treatment, give them the practices, and then they could gap themselves back up into being that healthy state. And some people say, well, wait a minute, even if you miss sleep and you're tired and you've been stressed, you think you can just pull yourself back? I'll give you an example. Say you're the most tired you've ever been, and you're just exhausted. You've got a bad story. And then I say, oh, did you know that your lottery ticket over here that you bought just won for $2 billion, like this guy over here, but you got to pick it up today. Would you get out of bed and go over and get it? You would brighten up automatically. You would turn yourself on in a run state and get there.
Yeah,
nobody's telling you that the world was set up for us to collect our ticket every day.
Yeah.
Every day. And why not? Because there's other influences that we have to learn to, like in skiing, you have to learn to handle each one of the, and that's what we do in the different courses we've got. And actually we have a gift for your people to use. It'll be energyforsuccess.com/win. That'll give them a chance to experience some of this just in the very beginning at the Energy for Success website. We have so many materials. It just depends how deep you want to go and how quickly you want to scale. So say you put on an event that was had this many people in it. Okay, you got to start somewhere. It's okay. What did you learn? Now, what worked? A whole thing on how to get yourself to scale in every department, but not just on the stage and not just with the audience, but to also make sure your material gets used. We were talking about that before, that people collect stuff and they don't even use it. So then they don't get the benefit of what you spent your life work on. And then also so that they stay and want to continue with you. And then most importantly, that it's win-win-win, which is what turned me on about this, because doing the energy practices, people should be in better shape every day, which means even if you're taking on a big project, like
putting
on an event, by the time it's finished, you should have time or somewhere in the middle, take a break, be with your family, play golf, do something and say, yeah, I think I got this handled. And that comes, if you just take it for a second, that comes because where you've been working from is this pathway in your brain that very few people know about called the knowing pathway. Okay, it's just not even talked about. But your sensors go into the knowing pathway. And the knowing pathway allows you at any moment, like one of the clients that's in the camp when I was there was Jet Li, the martial artist. And the knowing pathway is sort of like you've got this 360 knowing that I'm going to do this and I'll catch the ball. Mr. Miyagi catching the fly. So it's very easy to experience the knowing pathway. I mean, if I ask you, where's your right thumb right now? You don't have to look. You don't even have to think. There's already something that goes, I know where it is. You don't even look because it's already past that phase. You're not in the phase of doubt. But where does everything else live in your brain? Doubt. Because as old in the Vedas and all the old scriptures from India, where I did study, I studied in India, it just was too slow. I wanted people as a surgeon to be able to do whatever their modality, even if their modality was part-time golfer, part-time handling big events and part-time husband, that's great. And then keep expanding. I wanted you to get healthier and stronger each day. And what I've seen happen, like there was this one lady, Sherry, she came to me from, the reason I remember her, she was so adorable. She was like about 21. And she lived with three sisters and a mother, and that was it. And they all like were on top of each other and was one big hairball. And she just said that she didn't think that anybody in her family was ever going to do anything. She says, I want to be a millionaire saleswoman and I want to work for the best companies. Can I do that with this program? And I said, yeah. And so she worked the programs with me and her facilitator and watched the videos. You know about some of them. And she kept sending me notes each couple of weeks about how she's succeeding. And in less than three years, she went from making like five figures to high six figures. And then was given the position. It's all reported in this huge IT company as best saleswoman in the country. And she gave a talk at their national meeting and got to go to this big deal thing. And here, her family's never seen anything like this, you see? And they said, well, where did you get all this talent? And she said, just like Dr. B says, just like Lousy said, it's in you. You just have to know how to choose. You want to choose the side that says, well, always degrading, or do you want these practices and then gear up and then choose to be successful? And really, that's this opportunity we all have that no one's encouraging you to do. People just try to hold it in. As a matter of fact, most people, I think, don't really tell you the truth about anything. When you say, how are you doing? They go, I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
Or it's the same old. And I don't like that. I think that that's produced. I've been bringing this out with so many different clients and started the same way. It doesn't matter if you're what age you are, that doesn't have to be that way. Yeah. You can be on superstar. And it isn't a mental thing, although mental is good to be positive, but that, believe it or not, comes up from within. When you threw that football or made that block, it came from within. You didn't say, okay, now I'm going to be exhilarated. No, it just grace descended on you. So you don't have to create happiness. It's you just create your sensors being open and then you're ready.
Yeah. So Dr. Barry, this has been remarkable to hear your story, your background, and how you've integrated this into your life and lives of thousands of other people. But I do want to share my own personal experience. By the way, thank you for your generous gift with our audience, energyforsuccess.com. I believe it was slash, what was the link again?
W-I-N.
That's right, WIN, W-I-N. So make sure if you're listening to this as the audience, well, I include in the show notes as well so you can listen. But Dr. Barry, I actually was introduced to your work about 4 or 5 years ago through a friend, and I downloaded your app, Energy for Success, and I had an 18-minute meditation in that app that I started to do actually in preparation for events that I would be working. And then I even started to actually do it with our team at the event. We get up sometimes 6 in the morning before the event was beginning, and we set aside 30 minutes to sit still and do this together. And I would look at the team and say, hey, listen, I know you guys want to have a great event. Are you willing to try something out that is maybe outside the box? And everybody would opt in, and then we would do this 20-minute roughly meditation of yours. And sure enough, coming out of that, like I would feel great, team members would feel great, the energy would be aligned. And quite consistently, we were having blockbuster events. And I do truly believe that taking the time to align energetically is one of the key things. And I know that when we don't do it, we definitely feel the impact. When I don't do it, I definitely will feel tired, exhausted, stressed, overwhelmed. Like I definitely feel the impact when I don't do it. So I want to point to the efficacy and the power of what you're teaching and your work and your tools that you've created for the marketplace. So again, for our audience, if you're listening here, highly recommend go to Dr. Barry's website, energyforsuccess.com, use his app, download the gift, and do whatever you can. Think outside the box. Maybe if you haven't done energy work before, try it out before you judge it. Try it out for at least 30 days and see the difference. I know I've seen the difference in my life. So Dr. Barry, thank you so much for this incredible work you brought into the world.
Joy, I'm so proud of you and congratulations. That's what it takes. The spirit moves within you and you go, hey, this works. I want to keep doing this. It's just that how do I consistently do that every day? And we have to put ourselves in gear, just like in your car. You've got to put your car out of neutral, which is doesn't get you anywhere, into gear, and then you get out of the garage. So this energy practices gives, as you can see, your team, and it doesn't matter what part of the country. I have similar reports and a whole bunch of testimonials from some guys who actually had their company bought and they were portrayed in Fortune magazine that they were doing so well. By doing the same thing, they had their whole crew listening to the guy to bring, and they called me and said, hey, thanks for letting us get into Fortune. I went, and they spoke German. I said, I don't know you guys, but it's fun. This is what turns me on. You're all helping the success for our whole community, which is what I experience this as. Thanks.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you, Dr. Barry, for being a wonderful guest on our show. And I really look forward to continuing to dig deeper into your work as well. So thank you so much, sir. I appreciate you.
Thank you. You're super.
Thank you for listening to the High Profit Event Show. If you are a seminar leader or thought leader or event service provider who has led or supported profitable, successful events to over 100 people, and you've been effective at enrollment into your high-end coaching, education, mastermind type programs, we're looking for guests. Love to have you on the show. You can go to our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com, click on the podcast tab and submit an application to be on our show. Also, if you found the show to be valuable, share it with someone who you think might benefit from it. Take a moment, please leave a review, and also subscribe if you haven't already. And lastly, if you have an upcoming event, whether it be virtual or in person, and you'd like to have a conversation about how to fill your coaching, education, mastermind programs fast using events, you're welcome to book a complimentary 15-minute consult with either myself or a member of my team on our website, virtualeventsalesteam.com. Again, this is Rudy Rodriguez, and congratulations on investing the time to listen to this episode. I hope it's been valuable. Have a great day.